I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Starting in the 1990s, women became eligible for a greater number of positions in the military than ever before, including, since 2013, combat. What have been the experiences of these women and their challenges? Several veterans shared their stories with a group of New Mexico poets recently, and the poems inspired by these conversations make up Women on War, a presentation in early March by the Albuquerque organization Artful Life. Its founder is poet Valerie Martinez. Valerie, really nice to have you here.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Who did you talk to, Valerie?
8 women vets recently returned from Iraq and Afghanistan. Some of them contributed anonymously. Some of them allow us to use their names in the program, which we'll do. And we also included in our ensemble Caroline LeBlanc, who's an Army wife and has spent the last 15 years working with women vets. She's also a writer. We also contacted a wide range of veteran organizations in Albuquerque to ask if they knew women who might be interested in being part of the project.
And what did you talk about, Valerie?
Well, we spent a lot of time developing our questions, and Caroline was very helpful with us in terms of what we could and should ask. And then we began each interview by giving each woman the questions and letting them know that if they didn't want to answer any of them, they were free to do that. Then we just started to ask questions around why they wanted to be in the military, what their basic training experiences were, where their first deployments were, what they wanted to talk about in terms of combat or how they served. And then we talked about returning to civilian life. But it was really important for us for everybody to be comfortable. So some women shared some really tough stuff and others didn't.
Were these conversations recorded or were you taking notes?
We did not record them, but we took detailed notes, and then most of the time we sent those notes back to them to make sure that they were accurate. And one other thing that we're doing is sharing the script with many of the vets who want to see it to make sure that they're comfortable with it. But we make clear to them and have since the beginning that they aren't sort of individual stories whole, but basically what happens in the process of creating these performances is you've got many voices layered one upon the other, or many stories included in one. So rather than individual stories, the piece becomes a kind of maybe a euphony or a cacophony of voices and stories that you hear all at once. So they're very intense how they all come together.
Did you find, Valerie, that the women were eager to talk?
Yes, I think most of the time there was a particular level that all of them were very willing to share. Oftentimes it took a little time, maybe some breath, some silence, to give some women, in my own experience, I interviewed 2, with sharing things that were a bit tougher. There were some very personal things about MST, military sexual trauma, that did come up. Things about combat, really tough things that also came up. We learned a lot about their dreams about entering the service, how they were as children. So there's tough stuff, and then there's funny stuff that comes up part of it. And then we tried to kind of proceed with great integrity about honoring the women's stories.
You had 3 colleagues, poets, who joined you on this. So there was 4 altogether. After the conversations, you went off and wrote separately, and then you brought those writings together.
Yes.
Well, then how does that turn into a theater piece or into a spoken word piece,
I should
say?
Everyone's assigned to write 10 pages of poetry. Then we schedule a very long session in which we come together and we read to each other. We read what we've written, and then we pass our manuscript to the person next to us, and we slice it up. We take out scissors, and we cut these into pieces. We work on, 4 or 5 large tables, and we start to put the pieces down. And for 2 or 3 hours, we move the pieces around. They could be paragraphs. They could be single words until some sort of shape of a long poem emerges. Sometimes we want to tear our hair out. Sometimes sections come more naturally. But we end up finally deciding, okay, it's got a kind of shape. And then we tape them on pieces of paper, and one person goes home. It's always Shel Sanchez who volunteers to do this, and she types it up from scratch. And then we pass the manuscript around. Each person has it for a week, and they can revise it any way they like. I'm always the last to get it, and the last week I sort of start to look at the piece in terms of voices and assign times when we're talking together or in twos or threes, and then we end up with a script, and then we spend many weeks on that script. We block. So there are places where we're just reading with our scripts in our hands. There are places where we've got memorized section. Sometimes we sing. So it becomes part poetry reading, part spoken word, and not really theater, but a little bit of that. And so that's the collaborative process. It begins with the collaboration of voices of the women we've interviewed. Then we collaborate, and then the performance is a kind of collaboration to enliven this long poem that has many layers, lots of nuance, associations, some short narrative stories, and then we make a performance piece out of it.
Why shape the material? Why not simply present the stories as they were told to you?
I think we have access to stories by vets, including women vets, in a lot of forms. We have interviews. You can watch them online on YouTube. They've been published stories. But the power of poetry often relies on indirection, whether it's metaphor, symbols, images that are unusual, and you can hear those strung through the whole piece. And what is powerful about metaphor is it allows us to understand or feel a story or experience in, I think, a more potent way.
You mentioned that you've been doing this since 2009. It's a process that you call echo. Mm-hmm. What have the responses of the audiences to the variety of performances you've created been?
They've been overwhelmingly wonderful and positive. I think there's something about the poetry coming alive in space, four voices rather than one voice. There's always an audience participation component. So there are sections where we've given the text to the audience for a certain section and they speak. So I think they're kind of fun. They're very different. They're sometimes sad, deep. So there's something magical about it, and I'm not totally clear about what it is, but it just seems to work. And someone says, don't keep questioning. We love it. So just keep doing it.
I know that you have made a special effort to invite veterans and their families to come to this performance. What kind of an audience are you hoping for, Valerie?
I think my dream audience would be a mix of the general public and combat vets or veterans of all kinds and their families. Because one of the lines that comes up in this piece over and over is, how do we bridge the gulf between us? And there's a section that's really for civilians. Because the vets also talk to us about, to be honest, what really bothers them about civilians. And sometimes we say things that, really annoy them. And so I think it would be wonderful for everybody to hear this, because that section in some ways guides us who have not served about, what we might say and what we might not say, but also to have a shared experience and have vets feel like other people are having the opportunity to learn about what their experience is like. I mean, there is a gulf between someone who served and someone who has not. There's a line in this piece, no one will ever understand me except for another woman vet. And I think that that's true to a great extent. But I think being able to move a little bit closer to understanding what these women have experienced and continue to experience as civilians is only good for us all. I think it deepens us in terms of understanding what the military is, what combat is like, and what it's like to come back to civilian life. It's good for us to be able to understand how difficult that is.
Valerie Martinez and three other local poets have taken their conversations with women veterans and fashioned them into Women on War. The free spoken word performances are March 3rd and 5th in Albuquerque. Go to artful-life.org. Thank you so much for joining us, Valerie.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.